For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team, one of the goalies, Mackenzie Brooke out of Barrie, Ontario. You're listed as a senior, but you still have a year of eligibility, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to graduate in the spring here and then come back and start my MBA here in the fall and keep playing for the Beavs.
Awesome. Good to hear. Of course, you've had to back up Brittany Mowat, an All-American. What's it like having to back up someone like that?
It's a lot of fun. She makes it great for all of us. She's a great goalie to watch play. Every game, Dieters and I, there's always times we look at each other and we're just like, oh my gosh, how did she save that? She kind of takes the pressure off of us a lot, so it was obviously nice to get a chance to play, but it's always great to watch her play.
Speaking of your first opportunity to play last Saturday, Britt gave up 5 goals. It's so uncharacteristic of her, but I'm sure you visualized yourself going into a game not in that particular setting.
I honestly can't say that I have. Normally, it's Dieters that goes in, and so when Coach called my name, it was a bit of a shock. It didn't really sink in for me until after that first goal went, and then my heart started beating pretty fast. But it's always a great chance to have an opportunity like that, and I know it's not the best situation for me or for Britt in that game, but it was a memory for me for sure.
35 minutes you played, you saw 16 shots, gave up 2 goals. Are you happy with your performance?
Absolutely. It was my first game, Division I college hockey. I haven't stepped on the ice in a game in almost 2 years, so can't really be disappointed with that, especially against Wisconsin. Obviously, every goalie wants to stop everything, but I can't really complain about Saturday at all.
Especially against a team like Wisconsin, who's number 2 in the country. What was kind of the mindset of your team at that point? What did your teammates tell you when you hit the ice?
Coach just told me to go out and have fun. I mean, at that point, obviously, there's a chance for a comeback, but with a team like Wisconsin, it's really just about trying to make the most of it at the end and just trying to give a final push and just try to get a little bit of momentum back at the end there. So if we see them again, we'll have a little bit of a chance.
You mentioned your heart racing as you hit the ice. At what point did your heart kind of settle and you were like, okay, I can do this?
I don't know if it ever did. I was sitting in the locker room in between periods and it was just still going, and I was just trying to take deep breaths and get it to slow down a little bit so I could keep focusing on the game.
Was a tough game for your team, obviously a little dejected afterwards. What's your team like here this week as you prepare for your next opponent?
I think we're all just set on refocusing and trying to get in and get the 6 points in Duluth. We had a great game on Friday, so we're kind of just trying to focus on the positives of that and just try to keep all the good things moving forward and kind of shake off some of the bad of Saturday.
You play alongside Aaron Dieters and Brittany Mowat. Talked about them already a little bit, but how much do you guys push each other?
I'd say it's super competitive. Obviously, Britt plays a lot. She's an amazing goalie, and Dieters and I just try to do the best we can. Our focus is really just to stop as many pucks as we can in practice and kind of try to help our team get better as well. So as much as it might not seem, it's like a friendly competition kind of thing.
I know watching your team when you hit the road and watching the shootout that you do during the pregame the day before the actual games, it's fun to see the goalies compete with each other and, of course, stop all those pucks of your teammates. Is that probably one of your favorite moments of traveling with the Beavs?
It's definitely a highlight. I wouldn't say it's my favorite just because shootouts are always stressful for goalies, but it's always fun, especially when Coach Scanlon gives us a chance to win. It's always nice. A lot of coaches kind of just wait for the players to win, but the fact that we get a chance to win every once in a while is kind of fun too.
What is your favorite part of being a BSU Beaver?
Just the team. I love the environment. Obviously, it's a great building and facility we have here, but just the girls and the coaches and everything just really make it the most for me.
How did you end up here?
I applied to come here my freshman year and was accepted and kind of chose a different route with hockey out east, playing Division III. And when I wasn't really happy with the school and the education I was getting there, I kind of took a look back at all the other schools that I liked when I was deciding, and I knew that I liked it here. So if hockey didn't work out, which it ended up working out, but if it hadn't, I knew I wouldn't have been happy here. So that's kind of how I decided to come back out here.
So you're going to be done with your 4-year degree at the end of this school year. What are your plans?
Right now, my plan is to come back and start my MBA. We'll see as far as like taking tests and all that kind of stuff goes, but that's the big plan right now.
What are you hoping to do when you're done with college?
I have no idea yet. I'm just kind of trying to stall here, add some more school on the end, but something in business, maybe something with hockey. We'll see how that turns out.
Mackenzie, great job on Saturday. Good luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, Kelly.